Rewind.
This is the Bison Rewind, sponsored by Essentia Health.
No! Gonna win. Don't wanna be a loser. Gonna win. Cause winning really is the only thing.
Beck diving at Waters. Waters in trouble. Escapes traffic and now sacked at the 35-yard line. Ogeri breaks a tackle at the 5, 10, left sideline, 20, 30, 40, 45, 50, a foot race up the sideline, and he's pushed out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. Sam Ogeri nearly takes it to the house.
We're gonna win, we wanna win, we're gonna be the champion. We're gonna win, win.
We take your calls. We talk it over with the coaches, the players, and the fans on Bison Rewind.
Love that!
Gotta love it, baby.
Here we go!
Now, the host of Bison Rewind, Ryan Gellner.
Well, there you have it. The Bison have shocked the sports nation. Unless, of course, you're in North Dakota. Maybe you expected this. But North Dakota State does it. They win it 24-21. And at 11:43 Central Time, we'll take your phone calls. And we'll take them as long as you want to give them and talk about the defending national champions knocking off Kansas State. And who would have thought? 237-5948. Or 1-800-880-5346. Your chance to tell your story and brag about the Bison here on the mighty 790 KFGO. Bison win this thing 24-21 over Kansas State. And what a win for North Dakota State University. NDSU is a breaking story right now on ESPN. NDSU right now is trending on Twitter. NDSU right now is the front page story on FoxSports.com. NDSU has some wonderful things going, and oh yeah, they just grabbed a nice paycheck from Kansas State. Bison win it 24-21. Your phone calls 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Norm Bell will join us in just a little bit to help us break down this football game, and the Bison, who win it 24-21, win this thing going away and doing a lot of good things. And I'm pausing here because we've got a couple lines ringing on a VIP line that certainly could be the head coach of North Dakota State. We expect possibly Craig Bohl to join us a little bit later in this program. So if Coach Bohl joins us, we will go to that right away. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. North Dakota State wins this one. We start out by going to Scott. Scott, you're on the Bison Rewind Show.
Mr. Gilbert, how about them Bison tonight, huh, my friend?
How about it? Where'd you watch it at, Scott?
Well, actually, I'm on Microsoft. I officiated high school football, and I ended up watching it on my phone the last quarter and a half. So I'm still in shock, but I think it's absolutely outstanding. So just a couple questions for you, and as you do a great job, and I'll hang up and listen. What do you think this does for the FCS as far as the top-tier schools, and what do you think it does for the Missouri Valley for the future? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Oh, I think it's a huge win as far as the Missouri Valley is concerned and as far as North Dakota State is concerned. This only propels NDSU farther into what they were doing before. North Dakota State goes in, wins football games, they beat FBS schools and do all of those things. Well, when North Dakota State wins football games like this, it just takes you to the next level. And whatever that next level is right now, I don't know that and how it plays into scheduling FBS teams. I can see it working on both sides of that, whether North Dakota State can move up the ladder and schedule more big games like this, or whether it hurts North Dakota State, and I can see that on both sides. Let's bring in Norm Bell now to chat about this one. Norm, of course, the former D1 offensive lineman. And Norm, let's talk about that right there. Where does this take North Dakota State? Do the Bison go to the next level and be able to schedule teams on the FBS level that are good like this, or does it work against them because they beat FBS teams?
Well, I honestly think they're going to have a tough time scheduling teams like this in the future. It's, you know, teams don't want to pay that type of money and have you come down there and steal a show. You know, I am awestruck. Amazing job. Absolutely amazing.
Third down, goal to goal from the five. Two wide receivers left and one to the right. Ogiri standing to the right of Jensen. K-State will rush four, now pinching forward, and a blitz comes, picked up. Jensen across the middle, caught by Smith. Touchdown, Bison!
The first touchdown in NDSU's 24-21 shocking win at Kansas State. The Bison moved to 1-0 on the season. And maybe bigger than that, win the biggest game, quite possibly, in the history of North Dakota State. You might talk about national championships. You might talk about regular season wins against Montana's and Minnesota's. Opponent-wise, this is the biggest win North Dakota State has had over the best opponent they've ever played. Man, that speaks volumes. Let's go to Maury in West Fargo. Hey, Maury.
How many scholarships do we have?
Well, 22 less than Kansas State.
I tell you, it's nice that the Rams kind of put up and then the defense is good. I tell you, Ogiri had a hell of a game. And I tell you right now, you guys comment on that? He kind of hit the holes pretty hard. So your comments on that.
Yeah, Maury, great take. Sam Ogiri, and I'll bring Norm Bell back into the conversation. Thanks for the phone call, Maury. Really appreciate all the love you give the Bison Rewind Show, which is brought to you by Essentia over the years. Sam Ogiri, the biggest run of the football game, maybe one of the biggest plays of the football game that people are going to forget about, was when the Bison were backed up on the one-yard line, and Sam Ogiri took that thing and put it into next week. 10 carries, 127 yards, including that 66-yarder we were just talking about. Sam Ogiri might be the unforgotten hero in this one, Norm.
Definitely.
The running back had it going.
He's a smooth runner, man. He's patient. He hits the holes, and when he hits them, he goes. And that, you know, he's always been that type of runner, man. It's just the fact that he has to share the backfield, which is a good thing, but at the same time, he had a monster performance tonight.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Let's run down some more statistics from North Dakota State. John Crockett, 16 carries, 50 yards. So the Bison between their two backs, 177 yards. Ryan Smith had two runs for the Bison as well, as North Dakota State wins this one. And again, shocking the sports world. Unless you're from Fargo, unless you're from North Dakota State, or unless you know what's been going on in this program, the Bison have done it again, and we bring in the athletic director, Gene Taylor. Gene, if I could give you a hug, I would, because this is awesome.
I'm a little sweaty right now, but I think everybody is. We've been hugging a lot of people. Great win, great program win. Very, very proud of this football team. They never panicked. Coaches did a great job. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal win for us.
Gene, talk me through that last drive. Where were you, and how small are your fingernails?
Yeah, they were pretty small. You know, I was kind of following the drive. I always like to kind of stay, you know, ahead of it so I can see it better. The sidelines are pretty crowded. But, you know, just I thought some tremendous play calling, some really big runs and big plays. They were teasing Derek Lang about, you know, third and long, give it to Derek. You know, he just, you know, these kids, and this is the perfect team to get a win like this with a senior-laden group. They're so experienced. Them in most teams probably wouldn't be able to respond after down 21-7, but clearly these guys are capable, and it was fun to watch. It was a textbook drive, if you know, at least in my opinion.
Every coach deserves credit on this team. Every player deserves credit on this team. But there's one guy who's going to go forgotten in some of this, at least on a fan perspective. And it's one thing we've been talking about, Jim Kramer, and the way this group was ready to go in the fourth quarter. That's what won it. One team was tired, one team wasn't.
And Ryan, I'm just having a conversation with a couple of parents about that and how lucky we are to have a guy like Jim Kramer, because these kids believe in him. He pushes them harder than anybody does, any coach does, and they believe so much in Jim and respond to him so well. We were the better football team and more in shape, and that's what Craig said at halftime. In the fourth quarter, somebody's going to spit the bit out, and it better not be us, and it surely was not us. And that is a lot to do with Jim Kramer. He's a phenomenal guy and a phenomenal coach. We're lucky to have him.
I ask you this question five times. The answer may change five times, but where does this rank for you?
You know, I've had a lot of that question for me personally. You know, it's a huge, huge win because of the kind of program K-State is, at least in the last several years. You know, they're a perennial Big 12 opponent. You know, certainly regular season is the biggest win we've ever had. You know, certainly winning national championships, you cannot ever take anything away from those and how important those are. But coming into a house that have not lost an opening home game since 1989, facing an experienced coach like Bill Snyder and a team like K-State, it's a huge win and one that I'll certainly never forget.
Gene Taylor, the athletic director at North Dakota State, joins us on the Bison Rewind Show. It's brought to you by Essentia Health. Gene, Norm Bell joins us this year on the Bison Rewind Show to break some things down. He's got a question for you.
Go ahead, Norm. How are you?
Good. How are you? Where do you go from here?
Well, you know, I think that's a good question and a fair question. I think, you know, the coaches, they say all the time, you celebrate for 24 hours. You know, we got Ferris State coming in. A lot of people think, well, these kids, you know, will overlook them, and then certainly that'll be the coach's view. But, you know, I think these kids understand this is one win in this year's season. It's a big win, clearly. But they have a pretty important goal still ahead of them, and they know every year that we've lost the game, it's been somebody in the Missouri Valley. So I think they'll enjoy it for a while, and they'll get back to work Monday. But these guys understand they have a huge goal left ahead of them, and they're not going to lose sight of that. But the coaches will probably work on that quite a bit this week.
Congratulations. That was amazing.
It was. I agree with you. It was fun to watch.
Final question for you, Mr. Taylor. I'm sure you and the president probably got a chance to talk to the kids in the locker room after this football game. Can you give us an idea of the message that was spread?
You know, I usually don't, and President Brashani usually does. He got in there a little late, and so Craig was the only one. You know, Craig just talked to them about them understanding how big of a win this was and how proud he was of them getting down 21-7, you know, how most teams, you know, would fold, would not be able to respond. And he said, you know, someday, guys, you're going to have something very difficult come up in your life outside of football. And these kinds of things will be what you'll pull on to get through those. And so I'm just very, very proud of the team and proud of the players and how they responded and how close-knit this team is. It's very, very evident in the locker room.
I don't know if you know this, but your front page news on FoxSports.com, your breaking news on ESPN, NDSU and North Dakota State are trending on Twitter. Both of them are trending on Twitter. It's a great day for the university, and I take my hats off to you and look forward to seeing you on Monday. I'm sure that smile will still be there.
Oh, it sure will be. And yeah, we're getting a lot of, my phone's blowing up with people talking about that. So thank you guys very much. Appreciate all your coverage and what a fun win, and very lucky to be a part of it.
Enjoy that flight home.
Yeah, we will. Thanks. We get dub bars because we won. That's always the key.
We'll see you Monday. Thanks so much, Gene.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for taking the time. Gene Taylor, the athletic director, North Dakota State University. Boy, taking the time to talk to us. More calls when we come back, 237-5948. It is straight up midnight on the mighty 790 KFGO. We go to Chuck in Fargo. Hi, Chuck.
How are you? What a game. I don't think I breathed for that last drive. I was holding my breath the whole time. But I have a question, and I know that you guys won't have the answer until you talk to the staff. I would like to know if the offensive coordinator called that Brock's winning touchdown run, or if he walked up to the coach and said, "I want the ball." Because that's the kind of guy he strikes me as, that when the game is on the line, when millions of people are watching, he wants the ball to win the game.
Yeah, and that, you know, we'll ask that question. Monday's press conference with the head coach, Craig Bowl, we'll ask that question. And the answer might be both, Norm, because Brock is that kind of guy. They have run that play time and time again. They ran it against Eastern Washington. They ran it against Georgia Southern last year. It's almost the same play. A little bit more of a wrinkle when he twisted away this time, but it's the same play they love to run when it's short.
He's that guy you want to have the ball in his hand in that situation because of his mentality that, you know, he's going to make that play. He's not the type of guy that's going to light up the statistics. He's a game manager, but when it comes down to making those type of plays, I want the ball in his hands.
Yeah, and I think the Bison want the ball in his hands, and
definitely,
that's the way it's been the last couple of years. Brock Jensen is just a winner. And there's no better word for how he plays this football
game
than winner.
That's the perfect word. That's the perfect word.
He's not going to be 20 of 24 for 300 yards, but he's going to win the football game.
Can we just total plays? Kansas State ran 55 total plays. Ooh. There's no way they went into this game thinking that that was the amount of plays they were going to get to run. I guarantee you they wanted 80, get some depth, the second team. And let's look at the opposite. NDSU, 74 plays run. That's quite a bit of difference there. And most of that came in the second half.
Yeah, and we go back to keys in this football game that we talked about in the Bison tailgate show. And let's just quickly revisit some of those keys. We talked about needing to lock down a couple of guys, Tyler Lockett and Tremaine Thompson. Well, those two guys went off a little bit.
They got their numbers.
But when it came down to it, NDSU was able to somewhat lock them down, but they kicked away from them, which I thought was really, really important. We also talked about how they had to get to Jake Waters. They couldn't get to him right away, the quarterback. They made some adjustment. They started pinning the ears back, and then the Bison came. And that's when things started to happen for NDSU.
41 total yards rushing. When you make them one-dimensional, hey, that offense, that defensive line of eight, they rotate eight, and they played them all. They're athletic, and they're pretty big and physical. Eventually, their will get them to the quarterback.
We said in the Bison tailgate show that on offense, NDSU needed to sustain drives and get points. There's only one time when they didn't get points out of that drive. When they dropped the touchdown pass, missed the field goal. Other than that, when they had sustained drives, they got points.
Well, can we say 80 yards in 9 minutes?
What a way to finish. The last point we made in the Bison tailgate show was that heat. Heat was going to play a difference in this football game. It did. It may have flipped the way that people thought it was going to play because it played a difference for the Wildcats and not the Bison, who were in shape.
It was so visible towards the end of the game. The offensive line just took over. Pat on the back to those guys. They took over and just paved the way. You know, a nice, slow, time-consuming drive at the end. It's beautiful.
This is the Bison Rewind Show. We're about done. It's brought to you by Essentia Health. Our providers are ready to care for you and your health care needs. Visit EssentiaHealth.org for more information. The voice you hear is Norm Bell, who's a former offensive lineman for Tulane University, D1 school, who had a nice win last night.
34-7. We'll take him.
We're going to use Norm and pick his brain throughout the season, especially on the Bison Rewind Show. He also contributes on the Bison Tailgate Show. And hey, a new way for you to get into the Rewind Show is text the word Rewind. Make that your first word in your text and text that to 35270. Text that. We can get your message on the air. Hey, before we go, I just want to read a couple of quick tweets and then we'll wrap this thing up. Myron Medcalf of ESPN says North Dakota State never will get another BCS non-conference game, and the Bison don't care. Matt Veldman, the former Bison, now a tight end, Detroit Lions. What an amazing win, taking the program to new heights. Doug Gottlieb of ESPN. Sam O'Jury just unseated Ben Woodside as the biggest name in NDSU athletics. Darryl Rovell of ESPN. With an FBS win in each of its last 4 years, this harsh reality will set in. It will be hard for NDSU to get any future playoff games. Couple more. Gus Bradley, Todd Wash, and Bob Babich are smiling tonight with North Dakota State winning. That from the Jacksonville Jaguars. ESPN College Football tweets, number one ranked FCS North Dakota State walked into Manhattan, Kansas, and knocked off the defending Big 12 champion Kansas State Wildcats 24-21, hashtag NDSU. NDSU trending on Twitter, all over ESPN. When you wake up the next couple of days, this is the news on ESPN and on the sports websites. It's that big of a deal for NDSU.
It's like they walked into a bank with a mask on with every intention on taking the money and running, and they did it. They did it.
They certainly did. Bison win it 24-21. We need to play a montage so you can listen back on what happened the last 6 hours or so. And we'll do that. Elliot Hoekstra put his magic into that. Scott Sorum producing. It's the Bison Rewind Show. For Norm, I'm Ryan. Have a wonderful night. NDSU is 1 and KFGO.